This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Are you mad?
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday podcast
from Joy 94.9.
Mad Wednesday with Michael and Dean.
That it is.
Indeed.
Yes.
And are you ready for our guests?
I am. Are you ready?
I am indeed. Please welcome Michael Ralph and Rowan Brown.
Yay.
The crowd goes wild.
There they are. It actually does go wild.
There's always a bit of a delay with them.
Right. Yes.
But once they go, that's it.
Once they work out who we're talking about.
Don't think we need that one. That's it.
No.
We wanted to get you in because you have a production on the way called Self.
We certainly do.
Now, I'll begin with you, if I might, Michael, because I believe you're directing it and you're producing it.
Yes.
So not a lot going on.
No. I've got the boys at Hucklebuck Productions producing the show, and I'm directing and choreographing it.
Okay.
So it's quite a lot of work. Absolutely right. But it has really been a collaboration. So when I create things that are pure dance pieces, I like them to be story-driven. I like them to have a narrative. I like them to be accessible for the audience. It's very important to me. So, it's come out of me wanting to do a dance show, but with that has come Rowan and Jack Earl, who's written the music as well. So it really is a collaboration, I think. Well, I think that's the best way to work for me.
Yeah.
Is to take, from others and together we build this wonderful thing together. So it's very much that. But yeah, it's exciting and it's very soon.
Yes.
it's next week. But I think it's going to be fantastic.
Then what is Self?
I would describe it as a dance theatre piece. So to me, it covers the story of a central character called the artist. So it's about...
Would that be Rowan?
That would be Rowan.
It would be.
So he represents represents artists in all sort of disciplines, and obviously we're exploring it through dance, but it really is his journey to find his true self. And it's about being an artist, and it's about the human condition. And this particular man's journey, he starts at quite a high, and then through the process of the modern world that we expose through the show, that sort of chips away at him. And then by the end again, he
so
ends up
real
on...
life.
It's
really.
Life.
Yeah, bloody real life.
It is. And that's what Michael and I spoke about when we were talking about the show. Was we, even though we're talking about artists per se, but we wanted it to be accessible to everybody, that that people could come and watch it and go, well, I feel like that. This is what's happening to me. And the storyline is basically how we are shaped by the environments around us and the choices that we make. It really is sliding doors for every situation that we make, and what happens when you go down that path or what happens when you go down the other path. And we really kind of go there into the depths of angst and anxiety, and which brings up another point too, is that we are giving a lot of our profits to Entertainment Assist, which is a foundation which helps artists suffering from anxiety and depression, which is mm-hmm. such a big and prevalent thing happening in society these days. So that was really important to us, and also sharing that and also talking about these issues.
Mm. When you're learning something, Ron, or when you're teaching something, for most of us, like when we're watching it, obviously, in what way do you get the story out? Because, I guess
hard through dance.
Yeah.
It
really
is,
isn't it?
Which is why I like the challenge of it, which is I'm always pushing to how can we say this through movement or gesture in the most simplest way, but in the most meaningful way that's going to really get at that audience member. I tell that story?
Do you feel like sometimes you've got to be obvious?
Sometimes you do. Sometimes you've got to be obvious. Other times you can overcomplicate and then you think for a second, why am I putting that kick in? Why are we putting turns in there?
It means nothing. Less can cans.
Less splits.
We've only got four
cut the
in there. We've only got four.
I do love
there.
It though.
But there,
the
I know.
Classic.
Well, how could you not? But there are points where we are very literal with what we are saying, within the movement. And then there are things that are abstract that we hope that people will take away their own
what they think.
What they think of it. And that will depend. You could probably come and see the show three or four times if you're out there listening. You could come three or four times if you want to.
Yeah,
please come.
Please come.
but also depending on how you're feeling is to how you will interpret the story as well. Yeah. And that's what we're hoping to get across, is that it's kind of like looking in a mirror, hence the title Self. It's not just about me as the artist or the other players within it. It's also about you and how it makes you feel.
Mm. When agreed to do this, did you insist on being on all the posters and everything?
Absolutely. And I said, the more I could get my head back,
he just really wanted the face.
My neck is sore just looking at the image.
Yeah. Well, because you're not a dancer, that's fine.
Wait till you see the show, then you'll really be sore.
Now, what about the music then?
The music is fantastic. That's one of the most exciting parts because.
Not the dance at all.
No.
Okay.
No. It's actually what we do to the music. You know, the music fuels that. So I mean, it's exciting because all the music is original and it's been composed by Jack Earl.
When does that go on? That's quite. It's not the norm, is it?
Not in Australia. Sometimes in the ballet company kind of environments, they'll do new works with big budgets. Yeah. They might have the budget to do an original work with new music, but very rarely does it happen in this dance theatre kind of realm. Usually for dance it's always recorded. So I really wanted with this particular show to bring the live music element because it brings a whole nother energy to the piece.
Yes, absolutely.
And also because it is original music, no one will know when they sit down what they're going to hear. No one will know these melodies. Yeah. No one will predict.
If they get it wrong, we won't know.
Exactly. Yes. Exactly. You won't even know.
It's really clever.
Improvised chat. No.
But Jack, I mean, Jack's writing is quite like
very infectious.
Yeah, you hear one song, you're like, I will never forget this melody. And then he starts playing the next song, which is so infectious that you forget what he's played before. It's like, I don't know.
Well, this is obviously a labor of love then for all of you,
absolutely,
isn't it? Getting, writing a new music, putting on something like this is obviously something you're all very, very passionate about. Yeah.
And it's a big conversation that we're having in Australia right now. Yeah. One of the big conversations, same-sex marriage, all of those kind of things, but also Australian work.
Yeah.
Especially in the theatre realm, it doesn't really get the support from...
It's very hard to get original work out there.
So we are all so passionate about telling this story.
Where else are you looking to go with this? Where else will you...
Well, it was
around
Broadway. Where else?
Bendigo. We're actually going to Broadway next year.
Bendigo. Broad Meadows.
Would you like to go on the road?
Of course we would. Yeah. I would love everybody in Australia to see this. That would be my dream. The next step of this. Let's just get through next week.
All right. Yeah. Fair enough.
Let's just get the damn thing on. But I would love that. I think people would really enjoy
it
all over.
So we need everybody to go along to it. The great word of mouth that you're going to get from it, and that's the idea, isn't it? That it does really well. You get great reviews and then we go on with it.
Yeah.
Well, definitely. We're thrilled we could do our little bit. When is it on, Dean?
It's starting September 21st to the 1st of October. Nice big run. It's happening at Chapel Off Chapel. You can get your tickets via Chapel Off chapel.com.au.
It's as easy as that.
Easy.
Good
on you. Yeah.
Thank you both for coming in. I know you only just got back from Europe.
I am fresh off the plane as of last night, straight to rehearsals this morning. So, yes.
And did you already know some of it, or are you learning it right now?
We did a couple of workshops. There was one really big developmental workshop that we did in July, which has changed since then, but it was kind of the foundation of what the vocabulary of the movement was. So we had a decent structure.
While you were away, you worked on it though, didn't you?
You should have seen me up the Champs-Élysées on a canal.
Lots of bop steps here and there.
That's where we added the can-cans.
Exactly.
All four of them.
It's got to be done. Thank you, guys.
Thank you for having us.
Enjoy.
You've been listening to another Mad Wednesday podcast, driving you home every Wednesday afternoon from 4.
Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.